Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Tony Friday, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, brother.
How are you doing? Well,
I am well. How are you, man?
Fantastic, man. Can't complain. Good to have you again here on Maranatha Drive. I hope your day has been fine.
It's always a pleasure, man, and I'm honored to always be in your service.
Lovely.
So thank you.
Lovely. There you go. Thank you so much for that. Now, we're talking about managing stressful situations this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And of course, those who are joining us, we are speaking to Tony Friday, who, is no stranger to AWR. And so it may seem like there's nothing you can do about stress, no way to avoid it, and no way to de-stress completely when it hits. The bills won't stop coming, and there will never be more hours in the days, and your work and family responsibilities will always be so demanding. And so if we can't completely avoid it, how can we then live with it? I think that's the crux of our conversation this afternoon. So, Tony, is stress really an unavoidable part of life?
Absolutely. I do not know anyone who can claim that they are never stressed out or they've never gone through stress. You know, it's something that is common, and stress is something that happens to all of us, you know, when we're at work, we're dealing with family, dealing with people, just relationships and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
All of those can potentially be stressful. Every single day before and after you leave the house, you are faced with so many potential stressful situations. And that is not the issue. The issue is just knowing how to navigate stress and, in healthy ways, because there's also unhealthy ways of dealing with stress.
Well, so just maybe, you know, as an overview or maybe just a way of examples or stuff like that, what kind of situations would create stress in a view, in your view?
So I'm a parent having expectations on your children, which they most of the times do not even meet. That is potentially stressful.
Yeah.
That is potentially stressful. Being in a work environment where, you know, you're working with difficult people, people that do not see life the way that you do, people who are constantly provoking you by the way that they behave, that can be stressful. You know, having arguments with your loved ones, it could be your wife or girlfriend or husband, you know, those are potentially stressful situations. Traffic. Preparing for family events, even just being around family, and there's all kinds of family drama, all of that is stressful. And I think one of the biggest stressors is not having enough money to do what you need to do. That has been known to be one of the top causes of stress. We have a service that people utilize using digital means here in Zimbabwe. And we do monthly reports.
Right.
And according to the reports that we get, say out of 200, because our average is like 210 in a month, 210 people reaching out to us. And 65% of those people are people that are in stress because of money problems. And second to that is stress that is caused by, you know, friction in relationships. So so those are two big factors when it comes to inducing stress. But money is quite a big deal to a lot of people, especially with the way the economies are right now. The world economies are not doing very well, especially this was triggered by the war in Ukraine. And this has kind of had a ripple effect in the different nations. So a lot of economies are in recession, and this is reflected in how we earn as people. And not having enough money to do what you want to do, to feed your family, to pay for a roof over your head, to do the things that you need to do, to put fuel in the car, all of that is stressful. And not many of us are immune to these factors, right? I think the important thing is just to know how to handle stressful situations when they happen, right? And I think the first thing is just acknowledging that I am feeling stressed, because a lot of the issues that we go through in stressful situations are exacerbated by our constant fighting of what is, you know, trying to change. Reality is exactly what it is. And we, not many of us can change our realities. We can't change where we live. We can't change the jobs that we live in. We can't change the families that we are born in. We can't change the fact that people that we're married to. So acknowledging that you are in a stressful situation is the first step to dealing with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do believe that there are certain things, you know, as you're talking, I'm thinking, if you can actually accept that particular situation and say, you know what, it is what it is, perhaps, and you can solve it and accept that, you know what, I just cannot solve this. I'll take it to God. And if he decides to deal with it, he'll deal with it. If it's not, it's okay. I think it you know, alleviates quite a lot, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of our anxiety and stress comes from not having, or it comes from fighting what is. Just resisting the situation and not wanting to accept it, that is very stressful. And after accepting and acknowledging that the here is the situation, I need to pay for school fees for my children, right? One of the things that I have found to help in stressful situations is coming up with, or at least making the first step towards a solution. Now, I want you to think back to a time when you were stressed about something and you got tired of stressing and you started thinking about a solution. Just the act of you starting to move towards a solution, even before you get to the actual solution, just thinking towards it has a calming effect on your brain. And on your well-being, it brings a lot of peace. Somebody, I saw a quote recently. Somebody said, "The antidote to anxiety and stress is taking action." And when you start taking action towards the problem, you are halfway to solving it.
True.
And it actually has a calming effect. And I've seen this. And this is what I teach my daughter: that you know what, you are allowed to feel. But you are not allowed to feel forever. Eventually, you're going to have to come up with a solution to whatever your problem is, right? So moving towards a solution helps. If there is no solution, the next best option is to talk about the fact that you're stressed out. And for this, you need a strong support system. You need to have at least one person that you can pick up the phone and call and say, I am stressed out, and they will not judge you for feeling stressed out. And what talking does, you see, it's called talk therapy for a reason. It's therapy because when you let something out, you feel better, even without a solution, in the absence of a solution. If you and I have a brotherly conversation about your marital problems, for that moment, you feel like a weight has been lifted off you.
True.
Is that not so?
True. Yes. Very true. So tell me, Tony, would there then be a way, perhaps, I don't know, I don't see it, but hey, you're in the profession, maybe you may know, is there a way to eradicate stress that, you know, because some may feel that, you know what, I honestly, truly, I cannot deal with stress. I just don't want to be going through stress. Is there a way that somebody can do it such that they actually don't go through stress at all?
I don't think you can avoid stress because life situations will always happen. The important thing is to consistently be building your mental muscle, like your resilience. So, you know, battles in the battlefield are not won the day that you get into battle. You prepare for, soldiers go through training to prepare for a potential war, right? The same way that an athlete will prepare for the Olympics for 4 years. Excuse me. The same way that athletes will prepare for the Olympics for 4 years just to compete in one event. It's the same way that you must also build your mental resilience for those moments when they arise. Now, somebody who is who is not mentally fit, let's call it mental fitness, right, is more likely to sink when they go through stressful situations than somebody who is consistently training their brain to deal with situations, right? It's like going to the gym. The reason why we go to the gym is because we want to stay healthy, because we want to resist diseases. So even when diseases come, we are better equipped to deal with them than if you are not mentally fit. So the same way we stay physically fit is the same way that we stay mentally fit. And we do this by, you know, self-care. We build mental resilience when we are not in stressful situations. This is when you do the normal practices that everybody should do. If you're a Christian, you must have a strong prayer routine. You are more likely to be better at dealing with stress than somebody who doesn't have a prayer life. You know, also self-care practices like, you know, exercising, eating healthy, making sure that you are mentally and physically well before stressful situations happen, you know. And also taking time out to unplug from everything and build your mental resilience by reading books, you know, listening to podcasts, listening to, because all of these things, what they will do is they will change the way you perceive situations. They grow your mind, they grow your brain, and you are in a better position to deal with stress. I'm sure you've seen this even in your environment. Like, there are certain people in your environment who are better at dealing with stressful situations than others. And the differentiating factor is how mentally fit we are.
And mental
fitness is not built in stressful situations, it's built outside stressful situations.
Beautiful. Now, you know, I'm just thinking, since we can't avoid stress, you know, since it's going to come, it's inevitable. You're gonna have to face a stressful life, stressful situations, etc., etc. And then and that you've just got to learn to manage it, etc., etc. Is there perhaps any positive spin about stress? Is there any positive thing that we can actually say, well, yes, I'm stressed and it's not nice, but can we then say, but hang on, here's one positive thing about stress? Is there such?
Yes, absolutely. That's an excellent question. So stress is an opportunity to grow. A stressful situation is an opportunity to grow, right? It gives you, how you react to any stressful situation gives you an indication of where you are mentally, right?
Okay.
So the takeaway here is that if you are good at responding to stressful situations, you know, then you're fine. You probably don't even need to do much. But if you sink every time a stressful situation arises, then it's what your mind is telling you is that I need you to exercise me so that I'm better prepared for these situations when they arise. I am far better at handling stress now than I probably was like 5 years ago. And the reason why I am better at handling stress now is because I have trained my mind to have a positive outlook, to have a positive outlook to things. Cultivating a positive mindset and practicing things like gratitude and all of these things. These are the mental versions of what physical exercises would be to the body. Does that make sense?
Definitely makes sense.
So to answer your question, yes, a stressful situation is an opportunity for you to grow. If we're going to look at it at this spiritually, it's an opportunity to exercise your faith and trust God, right? If you're praying for patience, God is not going to give you patience. He's going to give you opportunities for you to practice patience. If you struggle to forgive, God is going to organize some situations for you to exercise and practice forgiveness. We grow when we go through stuff. So stressful situations are good in that they grow our mental muscles. They grow our spiritual muscles. So when they arise, think, how best do I grow out because of this? You know, something like that. Just having a positive mindset is not something that just grows when everything is good. you know, it grows by exerting pressure on you. The same way that your muscle grows in the gym, when you exert pressure and you put your muscles under stress, you put your body under stress to increase its resilience. It's the same way that you can, view stress as an opportunity to say, you know what? Yeah, this situation, does it feel good? No. Is it an opportunity for me to grow? Yes.
You know, as you're saying those words, it reminds me of a statement I had as we are closing off from, I think it was Denzel Washington, in one of his, you know, he likes, saying positive, outlook and words, etc. And he says, I think he was accepting an award, actually, Best Actor Award, I think it was, I think it's this BET Awards. And one of the things he says in that statement is that he talks about ease, you know, an easy life. He says ease is an enemy to progress.
Of course, absolutely.
And I was like, wow. What's your view on that as we close?
I totally agree with that. I have grown a very healthy relationship with struggle and discomfort. I think I'm slowly getting there because this generation that we're in, there's the gospel of soft life, like, soft life, easy, everything must go my way and all this. And there is no way in the Bible where God promises the soft life. In fact, he promises struggle.
Yeah.
But he says through perseverance, you know, we mature as Christians.
Mm.
So the same way that I almost now look forward to dealing with situations. I don't enjoy it when I go through it, but I love the end product because when I look back at after dealing with the situation, I have exercised my mind to find solutions to everything that arises. So I don't look for an easy life, but what I look for are solutions to the challenges that arise.
Yeah, well,
so I have stopped seeking the soft life. Like, the soft life is not godly. There's nothing godly about the soft life.
Man, easier said than done. But Tony Friday,
I know.
Thank you so much for coming through, sir. We're going to be talking to you the next time. Always enjoy our conversations here on the Maranatha Drive. Thank you so much for joining us.
Cheers.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.